First is in the Old Testament. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6. So, you will not turn from opening your hands in the Lord, for this is the right atonement, that it may go well with you, and that you may
enjoy. 那个是变关心来记得。
Let us pray.
但过年的话，我感谢你听讲真。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and love.
这时阵，我欲来到你的面前，领受你的话。
Now we want to come forward to receive your word.
愿你打开我们双心。
May you open each one of our hearts.
当基督的恳求拢是被看的。
We pray in humbly manner.
奉靠主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen.
我所听的姊妹大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天是母亲节哈。
Today is Mother's Day.
所以只要请大在座每一位妈妈，也要来母亲节快乐。
I like to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day。
啊，今日母亲节，所以我用较轻松来甲咱讲分享上帝话。
So today I like to share with you some God's word。
我要分两个 topic 来甲咱讲哦，这是教你做父母边啊教你的囝。
I'd like to share with you two topics. First is how do you teach your children。
另外就我应该讲的友好。
The second one is how.I'd like to talk about loving and respecting your parents.
所以我假如说一句话讲，望子成龙啦吼，望女成凤，能够听下父母对子女共同一个期待跟望。
So here there's a saying in Chinese, you wish that your son is a dragon and your daughter become a phoenix.
所以特别是咱这个时代呢来讲，读书吼，拢无停止。
So we never stop learning.
啊，你读愈多册吼，啊对你有真多帮助。
So the more you learn, the more it helps you.
所以父母拢会对子囡仔睇长大时讲啊，你啥代志拢免使，你去读这个册就好。
So usually our parents would tell us just don't do anything else but keep learning.
所以这个教育就对囡仔开始细汉时间长大时的灌输给囡仔。
So this sets our value.
总是这种的价值观念对着时代变化。
But this kind of concept will change as time goes.
早前要进入大学底下读书是真困难。
Earlier time it's very difficult to get into college.
但这样时代不同款啦，只要你愿意去多多读书时阵。
But now as long as you're willing to learn,
你心智拢会当来完成你所欲完成学业。
And you're able to finish your education.
所以今仔来美国，我去 PC 读书。
So when I came to the U.S., I went to study in PCC.
有真多退休的人，伊嘛去做恁读册呢。
And many people who retired, they went back to the college.
所以这种的观念，无因为讲这时代变化，啊来讲来阻止囡仔读册。
So not that can change. This value does not change. Does not stop people from learning.
反正囡仔来读册。啊，甲伊个成长过程嘛是父母需要去关心的。
Rather that the children's education, the parents should watch after.
啊，既然是安尼，那伊咱为在都是做阿妈，为在都是做咱个爸爸妈妈的吼。
So some of us are people's grandparents and some are parents.
但你做那公阿妈要怎样关心你的孙？啊，像你做人爸爸妈妈要怎样关心你的囝？
So how do you care about your grandchildren or your children?
另外就跟咱同阿叔，咱要怎样来教咱囝
？So I want to share with you how do we teach our children?
第一项，咱得按照着上帝的路，按照着伊的路。
So first is we have to walk on God's path.
实际上，家庭教育的问题不是只嘛教育的。
Educating our child, the problem is since the beginning.
嘛不是咱只嘛很熟悉的人。
It is not only now that we're discussing this.
那到底几年、几千年前啊，犹太人因就开始有这种讨论啊。
Thousands of years ago, Hebrews they already discussed about this problem.
那咱主要所看是因为经在箴言第二十二章啊。
So in our first verse, we read in Proverbs chapter 22 verses
6. 那个犹太人安怎讲？那今年第十章第六章，也要记载讲教养正义啊，予伊行就行会得咯，就是教导伊也袂偏离啊。
So chapter 22 verses 6, the Hebrew says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
What? This is the thing that the Gangong he gong. Let me tell you, like, go, your son is young. Let me tell you that, young, she's young.
So this verse tells us how to respect, how to care about our children.
But something important in this verse.
This verse says, let your child walk in the way he shall go.
所以人指他走当行的道啦，啊，这希伯来意思是，希伯来是按照他的路来走。
So the Hebrew, the meaning of in Hebrew is walk his way.
所以这段经在讲，当咱在教养我们孩子，另外教咱的囝的时阵。
So this verse is telling us when we're teaching our children.
是应该根据囝，咱的囝儿的特性，底下来教因呐。
We have to know their strength before we teach them.
也是咱所讲的，咱一直常常咧讲讲因材施教。咱个囝有心种的才能，啊，咱伊也是什么兴趣，咱个对这方面底下该辅导。
So, there's an old saying about knowing your children's strength before you teach them.
所以这句话是嘛是讲讲，千万唔当用咱父母迄种的观念标准姿态。
So this is telling us do not use the parent's standard to teach them.
啊，将恁所想的啊，来全部拢啊灌伫咱囝子的身上。
Don't teach them what we want，
因为父母往往拢会伫咧补偿啦，咧补偿啊种民主啦，啊种比较下面来逼伊的囝子伫遐做，该做伊不爱做的代志。
Because sometimes the parents teach their children just because of what they self want，
那呢就造成囡仔伊的迄个压力。
But this will pressure the children.
哎呀，好个的餐厅真好，关好的。
And the result may turn negative.
所以他们第一句话讲，我想来讲，自讨嫌劳，对不对哈？你有你的生存，就是有你的路用就对了。
So in the Taiwanese saying, we will have a drop of water.
你看，啊，那马来讲，来儿孙自有儿孙福，对不对？今日今日的福气啊。
And also we said that children have their they will have their own luck.
但是有在这经典里面讲，在教咱的囡仔是上帝道路顶管。
So, but in Proverbs it tells us that we have to teach our children according to God's way.
可以，一世人拢袂行歪去。
So he won't walk in the wrong path.
这第一项我讲啥？第二项，咱在学迄个哈纳的基督啦。
This is the first point, and the second point is we want to learn how Hannah prayed.
主要按照着伊的道路来教导咱囝儿话。
Not only walk his way.
咱要撒母尼的老母Hannah将囡仔带伫上帝面前。
We have to be like Hannah, to put his child, Samuel's mother, we put his child right in front of God.
对。撒母尼的妈妈哈娜，伊将伊那完全交伫上帝手中。
Hannah gave his child completely to God。
我想这是咱做一表述，教咱囡仔，因为袂当欠少一项功课。
This is something Christian should not lack。
咱知撒母尼是以色列百姓中间上界伟大的先知之一啦。
We know that Samuel is one of our Hebrews well-known prophets。
伊唔啦，这里边代表最王。
He not only chosen David to become the king，
更加通过迄个信仰，啊，底下来带以色列人来悟一个有迄向心力吼，有一个向心的个东。
But through his faith, he also guided the Hebrews
来建立一些的变成一个坚定的信仰传统。
To build a very strong faith in the Hebrew people。
所以咱们今日来想，什么呢？伊所以伟大，先啦，伊才会成就伟大先知。
So we want to see how Samuel become a great prophet.
就是伊妈妈将伊来带到伫上帝面前。
Because of his mom bring him in front of God.
那看圣经拢知影，哈那伊阿未怀孕撒母尼的时阵，就应上帝也记得啊。
So we see that Hannah prayed before he even has his child.
伊阿得应上帝的要求。
And she asked God.
所以咱看迄个撒母尼上卷第一章啊，是第一节啦。
So we let's read Samuel, First Samuel chapter 1 verse 11.
这就是哈娜伊怎样为着伊的囝伫遐来祈祷。
This is about how Hannah prays for his, for her child.
三篇是上卷第一章第十一节吼，讲万军的耶和华啊，你呐暗通听罗伯的努比的苦情啊，就纪念努比啊，想住我一个囝，我要予伊规世人啊归伫耶和华，无用剃刀刀剃伊个头。所以现在关于哈纳，伊因为上帝底下来祈祷讲，你想住我一个囝。啊，我这囝就要归伫你，吼、哦，归伫耶和华。啊，啊，这底下讲无用剃刀刀来剃伊个头，就是来归伫，可以做先知啦，吼。
So in Samuel chapter 1 verse 11 says, and she made a vow saying, O Lord, Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will.Ever be used on his head.
这是那个汉娜底下的生意是安怎做哦？哎，生了安怎做？那个看到是第二章第一节甲第二节啦。汉娜等撒母尼出世了后，汉娜还佫不断底下与撒母尼底下祈祷。
So see that that was when Hannah prayed before she bare the child, and after she bare the child, she continues to pray in Samuel chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 2.
Yeah.而且安怎讲？讲我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华热悬啊！我的嘴应对的来讲大声话，我因耶和华会救我欢喜。
So, chapter 2 verses 1 says, Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high.My mouth boasted over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
那第二节。汉娜那记得，伊讲只有耶和华最神，独伊外无通比，也无照般亲像咱神。
And verse 2 says, There is no holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God.
哇！伊只人看见汉娜，伊对伊囝撒母尼会记得。
So we see how Hannah prayed for her child.
这种啊敬虔啊，也了得出撒母尼真高尚的品格。
So such devotion has raised Samuel's has raised Samuel to the top.
他进一步来创造一些的背景，引进后一个信仰传统。
And that's how they laid the foundation of Hebrew faith.
所以咱看到汉娜对撒母尼是信仰上人格上一种关心。
So we see how Hannah care about her child.
而且我想到英国啊。英国天主教以及红衣主教。
So this mainly thought about the Catholic Church in England.
伊这主教名叫做亨利爱德华哈，亨利爱德华。
And the leader is Henry Edward.
啊，伊讲过一句话啊。
He said one thing.
伊讲讲讲，即使你来当掌握一个囡仔七岁以前的生活。
He said if you can control a child's life before he turns seven,
你就当形成伊日后的品格。
Then you can lay the foundation for his life after.
我用国语来讲一遍好了。如果你能掌握一个孩子七岁以前的生活，你便可以形成他日后的品格。
你知道我是啥意思？
所以这哈，这个好像真是一咱主客，咱虽然是咱做阿公做阿妈，咱马上对咱的。
So we can also pray for our children, our grandchildren about this type of hope.
啊，这是一个哈，啊，你不听的。啊，第二我来讲友好哈。
And this was teaching. And second thing I like to talk about is loving and respecting your parents.
这友好较轻松，我来讲些真实的故事。
So let me talk about a real story.
我这个是用扭转畏惧的无爱。
Talking about a crisis of love.
我以前是日本的西边的那个山区啊。
So there's a district in western Japan.
有一个少年的道君啊，啊统治一个城，一个小城市啊。
There's a totalitarian that rule a little village.
啊，这暴君哦，伊就是讲，那个庄家来滴嘛，老人无路用啊。
And this tyrant, he thinks of the old people are useless.
He says, "This old man is not strong.
He thinks that the old people can produce."
So he said,
"Anybody older than 71 years old." He
should
be sent to the top of the mountain. And leave them there until they die.
所以这选择虽然有真侪人认为讲这是真暴君哦，真暴力、真残忍的吼，但是无人敢反对啊。
Everybody thinks this is brutal, but nobody dares to challenge him.
所以后来这个暴君啊，伊就家己放风，家己分解几代就讲。
So this tyrant boasted,
你看我真今年会少年囡仔。
He boasted that in my village there are all the young great people.
健康够用。
They're healthy and they're strong. They work really hard.
So, 慢慢啊，这村内底慢慢就无老人了。
So, gradually, this village has no old people.
啊，这个伯君就真欢喜，安尼一下咁打吼。
So this tyrant is very happy.
伊讲啊，全日本所在大官家拢有少年囡仔在打拼，上够有力的。
He said, "The whole Japan, I have the strongest man here."
所以这个村内底有一个少年，一个农夫啊。
But there is a young farmer in this village.
伊甲伊年老的妈妈做伙在生活。
He lived with his elderly mother.
啊，日子过得真紧，虽然是真友好。
And time passed very fast.
总是这时间无等人啊。
And time just can't wait.
所以妈妈其实就活过七十一岁啦。
So his mom is approaching 71 years old.
但是伊不忍心甲伊妈妈讲，你已经七十一岁，我会甲伊带去山顶啊。
But he doesn't want to tell his mom that you're approaching 71. I have to send you to the top of the mountain.
但是伊无甲伊妈妈讲，啊，带去山顶是村里人嘛拢知影。
Even though he didn't say this, but the whole village people know.
所以这个少年的这个农夫啊，真无奈。
So this young farmer, he can't think of any way.
哎，想唔知要变什么种方法吼，啊，底下来欺骗这个暴君啊。
So he can't think of any way how to cheat this tyrant.
啊，日子过，啊，袂当拖啊。
That day passed by.
真个人愈来愈知影。
The village people know that day is coming.
所以农夫伊嘛知影讲，这少年农夫嘛知影讲，违背迄个君国王的命令是唔在有生长的效果，伊嘛知影。
Now this farmer also know he does not obey this tyrant. He know the consequence.
所以有一日，伊就提起勇气，阿要甲伊妈妈起来秃头啊，秃头在解讲。
So one day he came to his mom and about to tell her this.
啊，这少年农夫。伊挖苦伊妈妈，啊！伊妈妈无等伊出去，伊妈妈说：“谁在改讲？”
So this young farmer approached the mom, and before he said anything, the mom said,
伊讲乖囝，今晚应该是你爱上我的山顶时阵嘛。
He said that my beloved son, it's about time you send me to the mountain.
唔通等迄个人派兵来甲你抓，啊！你甲上我去山顶。
Do not wait until the soldier come to get you.
安我就看好啊。
Then it will be bad.
所以看起来伊的妈妈那时就无烦恼吼，无烦恼这样代志。
So look like his mom is not worrying about this.
所以继续早起啊。
So the next day,
啊这少年农夫啊就爱伊的妈妈，七十一岁妈妈啊就爬去山顶。
So this young farmer carry his mom and go up to the mountain.
啊！就行迄个山路，行。
So as he walk the path to the mountain.
啊，行一阵了后，伊才感觉到后边伊的妈妈甲种咧压上面物件，戳。
So halfway, he see his mom is making some cracking sound.
所以讲，我头甲伊妈讲，妈妈，你咧创啥
？So he turn around and ask, "Mom, what are you doing?"
拢挂咧压树枝啊。
He say, "I am breaking the three branches." He said, "Why are you doing so?" So she say, I'm dropping them on the path, so you know your path, your way back.
She don't know what she's talking about. Hi, Jai Mama. Hi, this is my effort sucking in Guan Jin Wa.
This farmer said, Mom, you still care so much about me at this time?
Mama said,
And his mom replied, no matter what, you're always my child who I care so much about. And then he sit halfway and take a break. And when the sun goes down, he takes his mom back to the house. And then he dug a hole in his kitchen. He dug a cave and let his mom hide in the cave. So from then, his mom lived in that cave. And every day he will bring food to her.
哎，家己本身就照常，那就家己一个人啊。伊妈妈已经送去山了，家己一个人啊，伫遐温困，伫遐做事。
And he pretend he live alone and work.
哎，过不了久啊。
But not long after.
伊个城市，伊就一个歹的迄个消息。
There's a bad news in the village.
这个歹的消息，隔壁村啊，隔壁村一个迄个叫做哈格。他就是尊一个君王啊。
It's about the neighbor village, a king named Hagar.
伊喺因为这比伊大个所在，迄个君王更加歹。
Actually, that time is in the neighbor village called Hagar.
所以讲甲这君王讲，你若无伫伊遐在时阵吼，提条迄一千条的迄个恢复去做的事啊。
This tyrant is worse than this tyrant, and he told the village tyrant that by next day, if you don't give me 1,000 ropes made of ashes,
啊，这个国王就讲，哈，恢复会当做事啊。
Then the tyrant said, "Well, how can you make rope from ashes?"
所以叫那些少年、那些高人、巧人、有智慧的人，拢叫过来。
So I call about the young smart people and ask them.
And
nobody knows how to do it. So the king ordered people. He put a reward and said, if anybody knows how to do it, I will reward them richly. And this young farmer came. He saw this message. And he went back home.
他就要求革命，我差嘛，这些马鞭叫，搁一个较强的这暴君来管管。
He worried that even worse tyrant.
哎，妈妈看到啊，你是咧烦恼啥物？
His mom said, What are you worrying about?
啊，这农夫甲解讲，啊，我今日做着代志。
And this farmer told the mom what he saw today.
啊，这伊妈妈讲，啊，这简单啊。
And mom said, Oh, that's very easy.
伊就甲伊结婚，啊！你著甲讲讲，啊！你安尼。
And he said, you tell the king how to do it, so and so.
哦，啊！这个农夫急，伊著赶紧嘞，伊甲农夫讲，去甲国王讲。
So the farmer rushed next day to tell the king.
讲我有办法，将这个恢复得说啊。
He said, I have a way to make a rope from ashes.
多年嘛，恢复得说啊，那第二，这个黑的，这个古农里边。
And indeed, he made it and bring it to the tyrant in the village Hagar.
So it's not easy. But this Hagar, this国王，佫唔甘愿，第二日啊，佫摕一个物件，这物件就用棒啊，用去查，用泥查去做，啊，内底有七个坑。
So, the tyrant in Hagar made even harder question. He bring a wheel made of wood and there are holes drilled in it.
他说你只要叫人吼，将条枝仔线吼，啊对这头啊弄过来，这弄过切空啊，弄过去安尼。啊，你若无安弄过去，退出来时阵吼，那你规阵我安那袂了了。
And so the problem is you have to insert the silk in the seven holes in this piece of wood otherwise I will capture all your people.
อาเจ้าคุณหลวงอิวันกับเจ้าเหล่านั้นอิวันต้องผู้ชิมปัญหา
So the tyrant gathered the smart people again and nobody knows how to do it.
อาเจ้าหลวงรู้ที่เจ้าสิเล่าตั้งแต่ก็看到这个事
So this farmer saw this question again.
ว้าอาเจ้าไอ้เจ้าจะน่าจะมีหัวจะใครก็ยืดชิวอะไ
ร So he worried even more when he went back home.
มาน่าเดี๋ยวข้อเดี๋ยวต้องอาเจ้าที่เจ้าจะฟันเด้อ
And his mom asked again, "Dad, why are you worrying about?"
ยังไม่ยอมจ้าเจ้าให้เกี่ยวกับนี่เลยที่เราตักคุณหรอยังที่เราให้มีการไปเกี่ยวกันที่เสือ
And he told the mom the neighbor tyrant the question again.
มีมาม่าที่จะกันตั้งนะนี่เดี๋ยวตักต้องอันนี้ก็ไอเดียกัน
And then mom said, again, it's very easy, you tell the king so and so. So next day he went to tell the king. And indeed the seal passed through the seven
holes.
And the next day, the king of Hager made another difficulty. So he told this village tyrant that you have to make a drum. The drum should sound without anybody beating it. So the king called up the smart young people. Nobody knows how to do it. This time the farmer sees it and went back home and he was crying. And the mom asked, why are you crying? He said, how can you make a drum sound without beating it? And the mom said, this is even easier. And the mom told the king so and so.So this farmer did it and was rewarded
3 times.
So the tyrant in Hager said, okay, you guys are very wise, so I release you.
而且个人就感觉足奇怪，凭你这少年农夫偷真高的智慧。
So the king of the village wondered, why these young people are so wise?
啊，你啊，就这农夫少年农夫，来，我看你这少年偷真大智慧。
So he called him up and he said, come forward, I want to see why are you so wise?
哇，这少年农夫我这王幼稚王幼吗？错啦，你讲啊，这才惨啊！
So this farmer was very nervous. The tyrant told him.
So he then said, he
first admitted that I was against you for 2 years. All these problems were solved by my mom. Please forgive me.
And
because of his love and respect to his mom, this tyrant apologized to the whole village. He said, I was wrong. The old people have wisdom. So he canceled the rule and no longer have to send the old people to the mountain.My beloved brothers and sisters, what do we see in this real story? We see the care of mom and also the loving and respect from the children. Said that loving and respect of children can touch the heart of the heaven.Do you want to know the solution to the three problems? So the solution to the first one. So he said you have to soak the rope in the salt sea.
À nhiệm họ, à cái dùng ta.
Then you dry the soap.
À giặt sạch.
Then you burn it.
Nhiệm để chăng nguyên mà họ.
The soap will reduce the boiling temperature.
So first you tell you want to dry it.
So the rope when it burns, the shape still retain. That's the first solution.
À thứ hai, cái này thả, có chiếc khăn, à nó chống sơ à, nó ngồi đây.
The second, how do you pass the silk to seven holes?
Nhiệm chế rất đơn giản. Chỉ dùng chiếc tỏa chiếc cao hả?
Very easy, you take a big end.
À, ở phía ta cái chiếc chéo sơ à.
You tie the rope on the end.
À, cái bên thảo thì thẳng à.
Then you put the sugar on the next end.
À, cái cao hả thì được thẳng à, ai được cho em xuống, 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 xuống,
then the end will tear the sugar and go through the hole to reach the sugar.
À, tự nhiên là tay quạt.
So that's the second solution.
À, tay sai, cái này cô bố lắng cùng ít tàn.
So third one, how to sound the drum without beating it.
Giống chiếc khó khăn tên được giống. Nó giống như mình chua hả?
Thế thì even easier, you take two pieces of paper.
À lại thì tóc chạp thăng.
You put a bee inside.
À thế là phán hông thì tô tay thì thấy bươi rộng được cái này chua được hứng, rộng hết rồi hứng, 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 à thế nó không
có. So the bee will sound it and fly inside the drum and will hit the paper and that will sound it.
Hè, chịu tí mươi nè.
This is very wise.
Hè, thế sao này đang chịu bởi là thế. Thế có người cũng hà, quá ứng tiêu à, thì chỉ ăn như này. Quá khoan kinh tế giàu lắm, ứng tiêu à.
The young people didn't even thought about this, and so the king said he was wrong about the older people.
Năm giàu thế rồi, đang chịu lại nào, thế giàu lắm, chịu bởi.
Have we realized if we have elderly in our home, they are treasures?
Và tôi hiểu thế này, và mẹ mẹ cũng vừa được tiền, chúng tôi bỏ rằng mẹ mẹ sáng này.
My mom is no longer in this world.
Tôi đã cái sự cảm ơn. Tại văn bọc sinh tại này.
So then I give my love to my wife.
Tôi đang kiếm mà yêu nên cái quả ăn với chỉ đang được cả mama chỉ đang cái tại này.
So if we still wearing red flowers, then we should also give our loving and respect to our mom.
Hay cái gì đang chơi đang cái thiên cho bố tình chơi chỉ chỉ yêu kiên sự.
So this is very important thing, especially on Mother's Day.
Mạng an, chỉ nói.
So hopefully today.
Nên mình đang chỉ ra đây, tọa, chỉ trên tọa của yên quân để cài liền.
So we can practice and carry out the command.
À thế chỉ trên tọa của yên quân để cài liền, chỉ cài liền trên tập giáo cài.
These are the Ten Commandments.
Tập giáo cài này bên đó, thao chính sĩ hàng, chỉ công kích quan hệ xong tế đại trị.
So in the Ten Commandments, the first four are talking about God.
实际后面六项后面那行是关于人的事情。
And the last six commandments are about people.
总是关于人的事情，关于人的一部分啦。
Yeah, about the people.
一开始就讲到什么
？The first thing says,
用当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So you must love and respect your parents so that you will prolong your life.
嘿，这条概念。
That's not the only commandment to end.
这个改变也是攻击讲，这是十条界大面的第五条吼。啊，第二个讲，你何地是修持你的地面就来孤等啊
？It says, this is the best commandment, and this is how to prolong your life in this world.
所以不能神经嘛，下回要有所道理。
So, Paul wrote letters to.The Church of Ephesians.
第三主角所看第二个经节，又说明书第六章第一节到第八节。
That was in the second verse we read in Ephesians chapter 6.
第二公章，第二公，你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世上长寿。
Chapter 6 verses 1 to 3 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord.For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
最好是加上一句话，不要讲，这在上帝的眼中是何等，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
It also says this is the first commandment with a promise.
是今天上帝庆祝母亲。
But today we're celebrating Mother's Day.
那呢，是很热好的一时天。
So we have to practice filial piety, which is loving and respecting our parents.
在上帝眼中， 这是非常要紧。
This is very important, especially in the eyes of God.
梦想得帮助呢。
So may God help every one of us.
好了，每一个夫妇家庭，让大家以的生活，一旦进入上帝心的时候。
So in our spouse, in our parents, and our children, we are all blessed by God.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.万军的花，我感谢你提高恩典。
Almighty God, we thank you for your grace and love.
今是我今日这边的母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day again.
我的时刻，我们三兄弟啊来，他我们许多人三个聚会时。
We want to think about when we're with our parents.
我们这里嫌我们许多人是臭老汉、臭老人、臭老人很。
We're not to complain that they are getting old.
但是呢，我们友好伊。
But we want to love and respect them.
因为你的十条诫里边就有讲讲。
Because in your Tenth Commandment, you told us, we need to love and respect our parents. This is word promise. May you be with us. In the coming days, please bless us. And continue to guide us our role in front of us. Please heal the people who are ill and worrying. And through your healing, we have joy and we have peace. We pray in humbly manner. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen.